Right across the country, you got Hit Nights with Shawnee B, and we've got to stop everything right now because we've got a guy in the studio who's kind of a big deal. He needs no introduction. He's one of the biggest superstars in the world with a career spanning over 16 years. His music has topped the charts here in Oz and the rest of the world, and he holds the title as the king of TikTok with over 58 million followers. Australia, please welcome Jason Derulo.
What's happening?
Hello, brother. How are you?
Great, man. How you doing?
Very good. I'm very excited to have you here, man. I know I've seen in a few interviews you are a big fan of Australia. I feel like on the Kelly Clarkson show, did you say you'd like to move here?
Yeah. Aussie has a special place in my heart, man. This, I always had the best time here, and it's about the people too. It's not even necessarily like what's here; it's the people that are here.
Yeah. Oh, great place, mate. Everyone's very humble, very kind.
For sure.
I got a funny story for you. All right, so I've been a big fan of yours since I was like 15. Back in year 11, I did an assignment in English, and I broke down your song "What If" and the music video. And I compared it to Shakespeare.
Oh, wow.
And I failed the assignment because my English teacher was like, you can't do your English assignment on Jason Derulo. And I've always hated that English teacher for that.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
She was so wrong.
So wrong, bro. So wrong. That's better than Shakespeare. Proper poetry, you know?
Thank you, brother.
Let's talk about, you're here at the moment filming The Voice, which is massive. First time coaching. In this day and age, I feel like the music industry is now, it's so much more than having an incredible voice, It's about having the right song, the catchy song, especially in this TikTok world we're growing up in.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to bring to the coaching panel this year?
Yeah, I think like always, though, you have to capture the person and give them something, right? As a listener, I want something for listening to your song, especially if I'm going to listen to it over and over again. Like, make me feel something, And that's as a coach, that's what I'm going to be looking for and pushing these artists towards. It's like making people feel something.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best voice in the world doesn't quite do that. You can do all these vocal acrobatics. But can you capture someone's mind's eye? Can you become a part of someone's special moment in their life?
Mm.
Do they want to listen to you while they're getting dressed? Do they want to listen to you while they're making love? Do they want to listen to you while they are in the car and with their mom and doing this crazy sing-along?
Yeah.
I think there's those special moments that matter to people. Now, how do you bring that on the stage of The Voice? Like, you have to show us that you have the capability of capturing Australia, but first you have to capture us as judges. My favorite part about doing this show.
Yeah, and it's such a scary industry too, especially now. I mean, it's such a different world, especially with the way that we consume music with streaming services,
Mm-hmm.
There's millions of songs, hundreds of thousands of songs going up every day. It's kind of like finding that song that's going to stand out amongst the rest.
Yep.
That's the hardest thing. Such a different, even when you came up back in the late 2000s, So different.
For sure.
Speaking of music, new single, Glad You Came. Bro, what a banger. It's old school Jason Derulo with like a 2023 spin.
Yeah.
Obsessed. I heard you say it's one of your favorite songs you ever made.
Yeah, it is, man. And the crazy thing is it took me so long to do and like to master. Every song is different, and sometimes I do a song really quickly and it becomes a massive song, and then sometimes I take my time on a song and it never sees the light of day.
Yeah.
So it happens really differently every single time. This particular song, I knew it was like something was special about it to me, and I kept like poking at it, and it was never quite right though. I would mess with the verse and be like, all right, I'm gonna go away from it. Then come back to it a couple months later and be like, what if I change the pre-hook to this? Boom.
Mm.
And then like still, it's like not quite right, but still something special,
Yeah.
Then finally, it all clicked.
Yeah.
It all made sense. And now it is, the product that you're hearing now.
Yeah. My favorite part is after that bridge where the vocals come in, there's like no music. It's just like a big crowd singing.
Oh, yeah.
Such a hype song, bro. So good. So good. Love it.
That was a last minute change too.
Was it? Good change, bro. I'm a fan. Love that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I do want to chat about this new book you got coming out. But first, let's get on the brand new track from Jason Derulo. It's Glad You Came on Hit Nights.
Derulo.
Oh, how good is that? Brand new Jason Derulo. Glad you came on Hit Nights. And Jason Derulo in the studio with us right now. Let's talk about this new book, Sing Your Name Out Loud, 15 Rules for Living Your Dream. It's out on the 28th of June, next week. Very exciting. It's a book, obviously, you want to inspire people. What made you want to write this?
Man, so like I talked about me bumping my head a bunch of times, I've had a lot of high highs, but I've also had a lot of low lows. And everybody doesn't know about the things that I've gone through. So I really get in depth about and just keep it really, really honest about those hardships. And I took a look at my life and tried to figure out when I made the biggest leaps, you know, and I started to, you know, put these anecdotes together and, like, you know, figure out why I made those leaps and what exactly I was doing. And then I started to utilize those same things in business, and then my businesses started to flourish and go crazy. Mm. Then I utilized it on social media, and then that started to go crazy. And I was like, damn, what? This is something really interesting here, and I think it could help a lot of people. So I decided to put this this book together, and I never thought that I would write a book, but it is something that I feel like I had to do, because I wish I had some sort of manual or some sort of help, you know, when I was trying to figure it all out. You know, so hopefully this can inspire some people and make things a little easier on their journey to their dreams. So many people are abandoning their dreams to, you know, do what their parents are asking, or do what, you know, their teachers are asking, or friends. And I think it's a shame. You know, if you have a dream, you know, you dream big. I hope this book can be the protector of that dream and push people forward.
Yeah, and you are such an authentic performer. You know, I know you grew up and you went to performing arts schools, and you kind of came from nothing and made it to what you are today. And I think that's why we can take this book and listen and, you know, take something from it. The average person can do that, which is sick. Now, as I said to you, I'm a big fan of yours, and I collect vinyl. And none of your albums are out on vinyl. Do you reckon in the near future we could get a vinyl release?
You know, I've been debating on doing that, because I just felt like I was like, here goes my old label just trying to get more money.
Right.
now that I hear you say that, then I'll definitely think about doing that.
Oh, man.
I really felt like it was just a ploy, like, for them to try to just get more money. But I didn't know people were actually, like, going out and getting them.
Yeah, I collect. And if I can request a colored discography of yours, that would be incredible.
Okay,
love that.
All right, let's do it.
I'd love
you
that.
You just inspired me.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I said that. Jason Derulo's new single, Glad You Came, is out everywhere right now. Jason, brother, thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure, brother. Thank you. Hit Nights.